listener production. Bring in the drip, the pee, and the love. It's Matt and Alex all day breakfast.
Interesting news story coming out of Germany a couple of days ago where a hospital in Germany has discovered that a surgeon, Alex Dyson, used one of the staff cleaners to assist in a toe amputation. Okay, so this happened back in 2020. The surgeon has been fired from their position at the Mainz University Medical Center.
Knowingly, or they knew it was the cleaner?
So, no, what happened was, the patient was under local anesthetic, becoming a bit restless as the surgeon's getting ready to remove their little toe. Okay, so as they become restless, the surgeon's looking around. There's no one else helping them. So they're like, oi, there's a cleaner from just a, you know, an external company, right, contractor, who's walking through. They're like, oi, come and help me hold this person's leg while I do the cut.
While I lop off their toe.
Yeah, it says here the cleaner had no medical training whatsoever at all. They were spotted in the operating room with blood-stained gauze bandages in their hand. The surgeon and cleaner were caught mid-shortcut by none other than one of the hospital's directors.
The cleaner scrubbed up on the way in. Damn.
Well, I mean, cleaners are usually, you know, they've got the gloves on and stuff like that. So, I mean, if anyone's going to be kind of protected, it's them. But, yeah, just a little bit of, hey, can you hold this? Can you help me here? You know, just help it out.
Man. Hey, people expect cleaners to do a lot. Bloody the sink sometimes at the offices is just piled with dishes. Like, put it in the dishwasher yourself.
Yeah. Well, you know, we had an old colleague, remember, who was just dropping peanut shells under their desk, remember? And the cleaner had to come in and say, can you stop dropping nutshells under your desk, please? Just turn into savages when people sitting at their desk. Anyway, look. I had a little situation where I was kind of in out of my depth just recently. So I'll fill you in on that. Happened a few days ago, which I think you'll find quite amusing. Also, we've got a mailbag for you. It's going to be a great Friday. We hope you are having a good one.
This is just the start.
Everyone ready?
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Matt and Alex, all day breakfast.
Bro, a very funny thing happened to me yesterday. I got an email from a editor of a entertainment magazine in the US. Okay. Like an entertainment website, right?
Is it a famous one? Would I know it?
It's not a big one. You definitely wouldn't know it. But okay. I like looked it up and I mean it exists and everything and they were like, hey, really want to
Glam Mag or like Entertainment Bonanza?
It's called Starry Constellation magazine. What? Starry Constellation. Anyways, look, it exists, okay. But you know, you got to look it up. And so one of the writers from that magazine was like, oh, we really want to chat to you, Matt O'Kine. And I was like,
that's cool.
That's pretty, you know, random. This American magazine website wants to chat to me.
Maybe it's because your TV series, The Other Guy, went out on Hulu.
That's what I thought, you know, and I thought maybe they've caught wind of the fact that I'm, you know, recreating one of Australia's most beloved comedies. And that I am getting ready to launch what will be quite a talked about show, you know?
Right.
So I got a bit nervous. I was like, okay, well, better gear up for this interview.
So wait, and so you agree and you're like,
I'm like, yeah, sure. Okay. Let's have a chat. 8 a.m. Sydney time. I'm like, sure, let's do it. They're over in the States at 6 p.m. there.
Yep.
We get cracking. And
your mid-interview.
And they, well, as soon as we start the interview, they're like, so tell us, what was it like being a part of Disney's The Clearing? Now, here's the thing. I am in fact in Disney's The Clearing, okay? It's a big, big thriller, psychological thriller, drama, featuring Teresa Palmer, Guy Pearce, Miranda Otto. It's just about to launch on Disney Plus in Australia. It's one of their very first big, you know, serial dramas.
What was your role in it?
I'm getting to that. So
what was it like being in that? And you were like, oh, okay. Yeah. And I was this like, isn't about mother and son.
No, I was like, okay, well, it's interesting to launch with the first question about a show that, here's the thing, I played, I think originally the character of my character was house buyer number one, and I changed to Devon.
Okay, right. House buyer number one.
So eventually,
who changed it to Devon?
No, well, like, productions do this. Okay, they all do this sort of stuff. They give you characters' names so it doesn't feel like it's a, you know, useless role. And, I mean, like, this is just that's a practice.
Like, it's like giving your little sibling a controller for the Xbox that isn't plugged in and they can pretend to play
Bro,
it with
every,
you.
Every production does it. It's like, because no one wants to be policeman number three in the show. So you're like officer, you know, stagnation or something. Anyways, so it's all good. And like, it was such a great, it's such a great opportunity to be a part of this show because it's a huge cast. It's incredible. Directed by incredible directors.
So they looked it up and they're like, oh, sick. This will be great. Miranda Otto. She was in, you know, Lord of the Rings amongst other incredible things. Let's call her and she doesn't respond to their emails. Okay. Who's next on the list?
Yeah.
Everyone says no. They get to, all right, this guy plays Devon. Maybe we'll email this guy who plays Devon.
And so they call me. Now, bear in mind, I did one day of filming on this show. That filmed for like 3 months. So people had spent months in Melbourne filming this intense thriller, like such incredible scenes. There's people throwing themselves in lakes. There's, you know, it's about a you know, cult and everything. It's got these Hollywood stars. And I play this guy trying to buy a house for a scene. Okay. And I'm literally in it for one scene. I was there for about 2 or 3 hours.
Do you have a line or do you just put your hand up and just go?
No, I got a couple of lines. Anyway, look, I don't want to give too much about the story away.
Because a lot of people, I've been of options. A lot of people don't say anything. They just put their hand up.
I got lines, okay? Anyways, so she launches with, so tell us, I mean, the clearing. She's obviously watched the first episode, which is incredible. It's, you know, great visuals.
Is the clearing
such
about
storytelling.
Auction clearance rates?
No, what's it's got nothing. Okay, look, it's a really serious show, please. It's great. I implore you to watch it. But she keeps asking me about that. And then I'm like, oh yeah, you know, it was fun filming it. Like thinking like, how does this person know I did a day on the clearing? Then she keeps asking me again, like she's more like, so, you know, how was it? You know, it's such intense sort of content. How did you go home and sort of shake it off? You know, like how did you get out of your character and stuff?
She has not seen the Australian property market because you wanted something terrifying. You want to be absolutely shaken to your core. Let's jump on a few of these on domain.com and have a look at a few of those prices. They'll make you hairs on the back of your neck stand up.
So I'm like, oh, I mean, it wasn't that difficult for me to shake off my character when I got home. Because I'm like, I was, in my head, I'm like, I was there for 3 hours. Like, I just went and I left.
So you had a decision to make at this moment. Are you on the phone or you got a Zoom?
We're on a Zoom and she's like, can I record it and stuff? So I'm there like, and I'm like, yeah, like obviously for people like, you know, Teresa and Guy and Miranda who were there all the time, it would have been much more difficult because they would have been so involved in the show. But I found it quite easy to kind of shake off my character. And she's like, yeah, so I mean, to do a dramatic role like this, like, you know, you're better known, I've known in Australia for, you know, comedy. So what was that like? And I'm like, I mean, I just knock on the door of this person. And so eventually, while she's talking to me, I'm on IMDb and I'm Googling, I'm like looking at the clearing and I'm like, why would she think that I'm so in the clearing? Until I look at the clearing.
Yeah.
And there has been some sort of IMDb listing malfunction in which it states that my character, Devon.
Yep.
Is in all 8 episodes of this show, and I am up there with like all of the main cast. And so eventually I have to say, like, I am so sorry. I think you've grossly misunderstood my involvement in this thing.
Understandably, because it's on IMDb, but
yeah, she's done her research and everything. Like, it makes perfect sense. I was part, you know, I was included in list of names because it's like a little cameo thing. It's just fun. Like, you know, so she's done all that she could have. And she's done all the research to know. And I'm like, yeah, house buyer number one is not the exclude you think it is.
Can we please get the footage? Can you email her back and try and get that Zoom footage?
No, I'm so sorry. But she was mortified when I told her. She was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I was just going off what I knew. And I'm like, yeah, no, it's okay. I knew that you didn't know. I didn't know what to do.
We have to get this footage, mate. That is so good. Just an actor figuring out.
So that's, do you know what I was? I was honestly like that guy on the BBC.
I know exactly who you're talking about. It was a dude who went for a job interview, but they thought he was like an expert in tech, and they put him live on the BBC. And he just sat there and just came up with answers. I got the audio here, this guy.
Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Were you surprised by this verdict today?
I'm very surprised to see this verdict to come on me, because I was not expecting that. When I came, they told me something else, and I'm coming. You got an interview there, so it's a big surprise anyway.
Yeah, I didn't know you were going to ask me about this. I am surprised by this verdict. Man, I honestly was that guy. That guy's name is Guy Gomer. Mm. And they were supposed to talk to a guy called Guy Queenie or something. And right. They just got it. There was just a mix up in that instance.
Guy.
But man, that was me. I am the new Guy Gomer. Forget Devin. Oh my gosh. But anyways, hey, what I do want to say is please check out The Clearing, because it is an absolutely cracking show. It's going to be out very, very soon on Disney Plus. And yeah, ripping cast, ripping team behind it, and an incredible writing team as well. So yeah, please. And also keep your eye out for...
What ep are you in?
Devin. I think I'm at 5.
Ep 5.
I don't want to say too much though. I don't want to give it away. I've already might have said too much, the fact that I'm trying to buy a house.
And now it's time for Matt and Alex Horoscopes.
Aries, you don't like kimchi. Doesn't matter if it's homemade, from a jar, or in a toasty at a trendy cafe. You don't like it. Stop wondering if this time will be different. It won't. Move on.
Taurus, you'll see a flyer taped on a telephone pole this week advertising bass guitar lessons. You call the number and organise a session, only to see that when you arrive, you're playing a large slimy fish. Unperturbed, you soldier on, and in 15 years' time, you will be the greatest player of the bass guitar in all the seven seas.
Gemini, things are looking up for you. Maybe it's because there's skywriting. What are they spelling, you wonder? Is it a love letter, a proposal? Eventually you realise the skywriting is an advertisement for a local massage parlour. You're disappointed but also sore from looking up so long. A massage sounds good. Well played, Ronald's Massage and Spa. Well played.
Cancer. You're getting older, and while your downstairs area still has retained its delightful green apple scent, much to your dismay, you realise your pubic hair now visually looks like a thick grey cloud of smoke. So in this instance, the carpet does match the vapes.
Leo. While walking to work, you find a pair of undies in the leg of your jeans. This is bad. But you also find $5 there too. This is good. But you don't want to carry undies around all day, so you throw them in the bin. The next day you use the $5 you found to buy a new pair of undies. You wish none of it ever happened.
Virgo. You will finally discover how they make oat milk, which is essentially just squeezing all the liquid out of oats. You think. That's more oat juice, isn't it? Or do I also drink orange milk? No, it can't be. Orange milk is when you approach Donald Trump after a speech and the sweat trickling down his forehead is making his fake tan run. Thanks for the milk, Trump Daddy, you moan as you slurp his leathery neck.
Oh my God.
Libra. The sun is shining and the air is fresh. Today is the perfect day to go to the beach or catch up with friends. You won't do that, though. You'll lie in bed until 3 p.m. watching Gilmore Girls on your laptop. Then you'll eat half a barbecue chicken in your pajamas. Well played, you. Well played.
Scorpio, this week will suck. Suck like the suction your lips make on the dripping skin of the former President of the United States, Donald Trump, as your thirst for his orange milk becomes a full-blown addiction. In fact, not a day will go by this week where you don't suckle the salty neck flaps of the withered, wheezing octogenarian.
Sagittarius. You will walk past the hand sanitizer in your house that you bought in the peak of COVID hysteria. It's still half full, and you realize how forgotten it looks these days. Its spout all clogged up with solidified goop. You decide to give it a pump, for old time's sake. So you pump. The sanitizer squirts out at a weird angle all over your shirt. It's your own fault for forgetting who was there for you in the hard times.
Capricorn. This week, you'll forget to take your keep cup to the cafe, and it will be annoying.
Yep, no, fair enough.
Aquarius.
Annoying like the withdrawals your tongue has for the leaking neck region of the elderly Republican candidate Donald Trump, whose saggy jowl juice has been denied to you for far too long since your internment in New Horizons and Organic Orange Milk Rehabilitation Center.
Oh my God.
Aquarius. As you walk down the street, you will almost bump into someone, and you'll do that little dance you do when you're trying to get around each other. Unbeknownst to you, you'll catch the eye of Jerry Manficiato, world-famous dance manager. He will take you and said stranger on a whirlwind tour, where you will perform to sell-out shows in Broadway and London's West End. It'll all go horribly wrong when you acquire a terrible painkiller dependency thanks to the chronic tendonitis you get in your heels. You will return home, a shadow of your previous self, unsure of where to go next. As you walk through the door, your partner and three children will ask, "Where have you been?" It's then you realize you forgot to buy milk, the whole reason you went out in the first place. Not orange milk!
Pisces, you're going to have a really great week. It'll be pretty chill. And that was Matt and Alex Horoscopes.
Well, it's the end of a very large week here at All Day Breakfast, and we're very happy now to present to you some of the best correspondence we've got throughout the week we've been unable to fit in.
Yeah, that's right. We love hearing from you on at matt.n.alex on Instagram, so we implore you to always get in touch with us no matter what, no matter how late it is that you're listening to our episodes. Doesn't matter how many years ago you're catching up on. You just send us a message whenever you like, because we love to read it out loud in this particular segment.
It could be anything, like this first one, which Brod has collated. Fleur says, "So Alex, will you be working at Comedy Republic on Saturday, June 3rd? My partner Lee and I will be in Melbourne and would like to visit you." Sure. I'll come down for you.
You're locking it in?
Locking it in.
In person, Alex Dyson, June 3rd.
All right, June 3rd. That's not this weekend. That's next weekend. Yeah, I'll be in Melbourne. I'm moving house around that time, so hopefully I won't be too tired. But yeah, let's do it.
Oh, nice one. All right, well, Mish.
Everyone else is invited as well.
Doesn't sound like Mish wants to catch up with me. Mish says, "Okay, guys, I got to say it. Matt is wrong about skipping."
Yeah, look, I'm skipping.
I really like the hand action.
Well, you can't do it without the hand swinging. Otherwise, you look like Michael Flatley.
Who's Michael Flatley?
Who's Michael Flatley? I've been a firm believer for years that skipping should be popularized as an efficient and fun, yet relatively low energy output, way to get around. And she's... And Mish has followed that up with 3 exclamation marks. So Mish means business.
I did see, I think, Bron, a TikTok of someone got their dad to skip, and it was quite adorable. Like this old dude just like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It was really nice.
You can't be angry if you're skipping.
Yeah.
No one's...
Yeah, that is tough. I did try.
You look like you're in West Side Story.
Yeah, clicking as well. Come on. Anyway, Cassie says, hello. I must just say, listening to you boys talk about Liam Gallagher and battered sausages, Dagwood dogs and battered sausages are very, very different. We were equating them as the same. Is this, are we going to be cancelled as a result of this?
Uh-oh.
Is this quite offensive?
I don't want to have just discriminated against one or the other. Hold on. Battered sausage.
They are an English delicacy, Cassie says. If Alex and Bron would like to try one, you can get one from the best English-style chippy in Melbourne called Northern Soul in St Kilda. They are, mwah, chef's kiss. Anyway, I just really had to point that out to you guys. P.S. Love the live show. Well, thank you for coming down, Cassie. And yeah. I'm going to have to pop down for a little battered sausage.
No, you know what? It definitely looks like the battered sausage has somewhat of a, you know, look like a beer battered style fish batter. Mm-hmm. Whereas, of course, the Dagwood is in the more wheat or flour based thick dough batter.
Oh, yeah, I'm talking about. I've only eaten one Dagwood in my life, my entire life.
Are you serious?
I've never eaten one.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Bro, I think about them regularly.
But. Can I just say, the time was with you when we were filming a video advertising Legionnaires hats, I think, and we got Le Dagwood. It was like a perfume commercial, but that, and so we filmed it at like 10 a.m. on like a Tuesday, and we got it from King's Cross in Sydney, obviously left over. I don't think even from Monday night. It would have been the weekend. It was the Dagwood. It was so disgusting. Honestly, this Dagwood.
Okay, you did. You can't judge
putrid.
The Dagwood on that. You got to get one fresh from the Ecker, mate. The Royal Show. That'll have you licking your lips.
But you're coming to Melbourne soon. Maybe we'll go get a battered sausage together, and then the Daily Mail will write a news article about us, like they did about Liam Gallagher.
I would so happily do that. Let's lock that in as well. And we've also got a couple of voicemails that we love getting from you. Well, you can always leave us a message if you don't want to. You know, you couldn't be bothered bashing anything out on the keyboard.
Now, this is important voice messages because we did put a question out there. How many chugga chuggas come before a choo-choo? Matt thought there was, what do you think? Six. You like did three lots of two, didn't you?
Chugga 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 choo-choo.
And I was the eight. Chugga 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 choo-choo. Anyway, thank you.
Sugar.
Thank you for sending them in. Josh, he's also an eight. This is what Josh has to say. This is the official chugga chugga.
Chugga 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 choo choo. It's definitely eight.
Yeah, thank you, Josh. Absolutely correct. You can hear the distinct circular two lots of four. That was perfect.
Oh, now I'm getting it all mixed up in my head. Is there any others?
Yeah, Malcolm got in touch as well. Malcolm says three, but do you count six in this? Hang on.
Hi, Matt and Alex. After debating with myself for 10 minutes, chugga 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 choo choo.
Okay, that's
that
the same
train
as you.
Is...
That's three, but lots of two. Three chugga chuggas. When
that's
we're
what
counting.
I was saying. That's the same as me. Chugga chugga chugga. What did I do? Chugga 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 chugga. Choo choo. Okay, look, yeah. I've chuggered myself out, and we hope you have too on this glorious week of Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. But don't worry, we will be refilling the old steam engines with some wood and keeping that cauldron running. So this train sails forward onto your station
train
on Monday.
Sails. Wood in the cauldron. Man, this is some magical analogy. Listen, we're going to do a podcast and it's going to come out on Monday. And we'll talk to you then. How about that?
Woot.
Wait.
Oh, sorry, Ron. We're about to say goodbye. What's going on?
No. We did a poll on Instagram of what listeners think, how many chugga chuggas become before a choo-choo.
All right. Well,
oh, yeah.
That's true. Here's the info. 12 chugga chuggas. Well, 12 chuggas, 11% of people. 8 chuggas, 36%. 4 chuggas, 40%. No one gave an example of 4 chuggas, though. Chugga 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 choo-choo.
Oh, that's pretty good. I don't mind the chugga 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 chugga.
Bron's shaking her head.
All right, fine.
Well, 4. There you go. Apparently everyone's wrong.
Except for you. You're right, whatever, however many chuggers you do. We will see you on Monday morning. Have a good one.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.and.alex.